Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Thank you so much, Isaiah. As you do each and every time that your granddaddy comes on these airways on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, introducing this show. And thank you for agreeing to be a voiceover artist at the age of 5 so that you could hear what you do, what your granddaddy does, and how he shared it with people in the community. So today we have a great show coming up. I'm going to get into it here in a few, but I need to set the backdrop for today's show. And so again, want to thank everybody for tuning in here to Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. This is, we've been on these airways for quite some time here. I originally got involved with Blog Talk Radio because I had wanted to get on radio, and at the time living in Baltimore, it seemed like the only opportunity to get on radio and talk radio, WLOB, which is a Catholic station. And I had a relative who told me, said, "You want to do radio?" He said, "You really want to do radio?" He said, "You're going to have to be listening audience anyway." He said, "You don't have to be on terrestrial radio. He said, you can go on internet radio." I looked in the Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Got it all. Since doing that, we've had over, like I said, 70,000 people that have listened to a show here on this platform called Home Based Business 101. And again, truly making this listener supported radio. And we want to thank all of those people who have done so because we need to deal with all forms of media to get information out in our communities that can enable our people to move to higher levels of achievement, higher levels of things that we're doing in our communities and neighborhoods. So that's how I got involved in this social media platform called Blog Talk Radio. Well, today I have a longtime friend and business partner that we're going to be having be interviewed by a new business partner, friend who I've met over the last several years. That's Miss Victoria Falk, and she's going to interview Mr. David Murphy, who is a longtime friend of myself and my wife, and who has always been involved in print media. And got a new project that we're a part of, and we're excited about being a part of it. And today we want to just make sure we get that information out to people, to our listening audience, in the proper way, in the most profound way. And we're excited because today we wanted to interview him on Miss Victoria's show, which is the Passionate Travel radio show here on Home Based Business 101. And again, as I said, for Home Based Business 101, it's a platform that I developed to develop my own radio brand, own radio network. So it got inspired when I listened to a lot of people that used to be talk show hosts in Baltimore on WLOB. One gentleman in particular, person by the name of Mr. C. Miles, who used to come on from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Drive Time Radio. I was on, I used to listen to his show every day, no matter where I was. I didn't miss it because it was something that I knew he was going to say. Sometimes, you know, C. Miles would be outlandish and be out there. But the bottom line is that he put out information that enabled our community to become enlightened. And so that's the most important thing, is we need an enlightened and intelligent community. And today, we're going to be sharing some information with you that we think can help move that as we move forward here in the 21st century to empower our minds, empower our bodies, empower our spirits, and empower all of the things that we're doing. So without any further ado, I'm going to get ready to turn this show over to Miss Victoria Falk, who is, I call her the travel queen out of New York City, who is definitely actively involved in the travel industry, has her own travel agency training program with the New York Chamber of Commerce, and is doing a lot of magnificent and wonderful things to empower people in our community and help more people work what some of us would call non-traditional work. But the bottom line is, whether it's non-traditional or traditional, if it helps pay your bills and put some money in your pocket and help you survive these times that we're going through, then, you know, hey, it's like a good time song, you know, easy credit ripoff, you know, hustling and surviving. Ain't we glad we got them? Good times. You know, I mean, I think about those songs. I grew up doing that era, the Good Times era, and I grew up doing the Jefferson era. And George Jefferson today is still one of my favorite characters. We're moving on up. Finally got a piece of the pie. You know, we're moving on up to a delicious department in the sky. You know, and I think about black folk as we struggle to want to do better, be more, do more. Let me get off of my platform, because the show is not about me today, but about our guest and also our host, Ms. Victoria Falk, who is a per travel agent excellent, who really does a great job assisting and helping people with travel. So at this point, I'm going to turn the show over to Ms. Falk, and then she can begin to interview Ms. Murphy. Victoria, you got it.
Thank you. Yes, yes. And thank you so much, Baba Jahi, for that awesome, awesome introduction. You know, I appreciate you so much and your spirit and your desire to help the community. And it is a pleasure and honor to be able to interview our guest today and just be able to share information. I actually took a break from what I'm doing. Like you said, I'm always out and about. I'm out here in Brooklyn, New York at the International Arts Festival, telling people how they can restart their lives with travel. You know, so I'm so excited to have been selected to be the travel editor for New York for this awesome paper. And Mr. Murphy, it is a pleasure and honor to welcome you to the line today. I'm glad to be able to share information with our listening audience. And for those folks out there who are meeting you for the first time, if you can please take a moment to describe a day in the life of Mr. Murphy.
Okay. First of all, giving honor to God and to you, young lady, for inviting me on your show. And I also have to give honor to my brother and sister, brother Satawi Jahi and Cynthia Jahi. As we old folks said, we go a long way back. And when I first met them, they were doing a powerful work in the community, and they have continued to do so over these multitude of years. And like I said, it's an honor and a privilege to be working with them. Now, getting to your question is, the life of David Murphy is, first of all, I'm just a plain old soldier on the battlefield, fighting day-to-day battles. But my expertise is in publishing. And I was inspired to do a publication because I had to actually live through a lot of discrimination. I had to live through all sorts of turmoils and discretions that people hurled against us. You know, me, not just me, but my people. And I, as a young man, I could never understand why people had so much anger and hatred in their heart when no one had actually done, well, I haven't done anything to them. And over the years, as I evolved, my mental state evolved as well, and I understood why. Even though some of these same issues are still prevalent with us today, that I understand now is just human nature. People of a certain kind are always going to look out for themselves. I mean, that's even in the animal kingdom. You know, the kind take care of their own. And so we have to do the same thing. When I say we, I'm talking about black African Americans need to look out for ourselves. No one is going to come and do for us what we can do for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have everything we need. And as a young man, I hear Brother Jahi was talking about some of the shows that he came up on. But I can go a little step further. See, when I was coming up as a young man, they had these shows on called Amos and Andy. They had these other shows on there where they were showing black people, what they were called Negroes back in them days, was maids, servants, buffoons. They were out running horses and stuff like that. So we wasn't viewed in a positive light. And so, and during my time, we didn't have black history. We didn't have all of those things that showed us in a positive light. And so, as I mentioned to you before, to make a long story short, I had to live through a lot of things. So that's why I do the things that I do today. I begin to fight back in a positive way by highlighting people like yourself, Brother Jahi, and Sister Cynthia Jahi. See, y'all the ones on the front line. I'm just an assistant to get your message out there to the masses.
I love it. I'm hearing the servant leader in you. You know, this, like you said, the soldier out there fighting a good fight for those of us who may not have a voice to be heard alone, but collectively we're so powerful. And like you said, being able to present positive images. So I understand there are a lot of different things that you experience. Oprah Winfrey talked about the aha moment of the different experiences that you had. Would you say there was one particular moment where you just knew that this was the direction that you would go in?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you asked and you shall receive. You asked a real prominent question to me, because that aha moment was that after all these years of frustration, because I was hurled at so many insults over the years just because of the color of my skin, I thought something was wrong with me. You know, and if you hear a message long enough, sometimes you internally begin to believe it. And so, you know, I was already receiving this negative thoughts, because I came up in the 60s. We had the Black Power Movement. We had the Women's Rights Movement, Gay Rights Movement, Vietnam War was going on. Everybody was mad with one person or another. And I had to catch the blunt a lot of that stuff. And over the years, I received, getting to your question, one day I end up with this job. And again, I always seem to be the only black person in the vicinity. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was placed, but I understand now why I was there. But then I did not know. But I was on this job, the only black printer there. I'm a printer by trade. And those people of other persuasion used to do all sorts of things to try to get me fired or get me frustrated. And they did a good job at it. Until one day it came to a point. Everything came to a head. One person called me the N-word, and all those years, and I'm 27 at the time, from the age of 11 all the way to 27, I was on the battlefield fighting against, you know, this type of stuff. But I had to be humble and submissive during this time, because I was fighting for my life during that time. But in any case, I got so frustrated that I almost did something extremely against my own nature. I was going to hurt a lot of people, and that's why I say a mind is a terrible thing to worship. You know, you can be the nicest person in the world, but if you take a person to a certain extent, you never know what outcome that, you know, may come from that. But in any case, I got so frustrated up that I was going to set the building on fire with 40 people in it. If you see, you ask me the question, you say that was the aha moment, but that's what happened.
That's right.
And that evening, you know, because I used to carry all types of stuff to work with me. I used to carry the Bible, the Quran. I used to read autobiographies. I used to take anything that would soothe my mind to deal with them folks on a day-to-day basis. But nevertheless, they had their battles. I had to deal with my own. So that evening, I was kind of upset with myself because I didn't do what I was planning on doing, but because the first time in my life I had to realize that I was not the problem. They were the problem. They the one had issues. And so just a calm feeling came over me. But that evening, the aha moment you spoke about is that evening I walked and walked and walked. And because earlier that day when I at lunchtime, they had this thing called State of the Union by the Urban League to put out. And this was back in 78 when I read this. At that time, I believe it was we had spent almost $250 billion annually. And they equated that amount of money to the ninth largest country in the world. Unfortunately, the report went on to say we as African Americans do not support one another. Our money goes from one hand to somebody else's, and that's why we are in the condition back then and right now until this day. And so that night I walked and paced the floor, could not sleep. I just paced the floor. And then I grabbed a pen and pencil and I wrote the entire night. Didn't know it at the time, but I ended up writing a business plan. And the business plan was to unify my people. It was a discount directory that I created. I was inspired to create. And it kept money in our community. I gave free advertising to black businesses here in the Baltimore area. All I asked of them was if they would grant no less than a 5% discount off their products, goods, or services. Most of the business owners say, not only would I give them a discount, you're going to bring customers to me, give me free advertising. He said, some of them went up to 50% off, discount. And then I talked to a few people that I knew, and I said, if I sold you a card which will enable you to go into hundreds of black businesses, would you buy such a card for about $5? People was reaching in their pockets. They sure, I'll buy the card right now. Put me down. And so that's how I started in business. It was a discount company called Togetherness Unlimited Incorporated, and it was a win-win-win situation. The business owners and got free advertising and new customers. The customers save money when they patronize black business, and I made my money by marketing the cars and directories. And that was my ha-ha moment, That's how it all really got started.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for the honesty and the openness that you shared that with. Because I'm telling you, I know for a fact there's a lot of brothers out there that's taking that walk that you were talking about taking. And unfortunately, they don't all able to make that switch into something positive. So just the fact that there's some brother out here that's going to hear this conversation and to know that they're not the only person that's had that moment, and to understand how they can turn things around the next time. I thank you so much for sharing that powerful and intimate recollection. And in talking to you, I'm just really enjoying the conversation because you said something very powerful. You said win-win, and you talk about collaboration, and I'm hearing you talk about giving a hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up to other black people in business. And how much different do you think our communities would be if business owners understood the value of collaboration?
Well, based on Census Bureau and some other knowledge that I have, we spend, I think it's right now, is $1.2 trillion annually in the United States. And that equates to the ninth largest country in the world as far as their gross national product is concerned. So therefore, we wield a lot of power. That's just in dollars and cents, but the wisdom and knowledge that we possess, the talent that we have been inspired with, you can't put a price on that. And so today, if we just took time, first, and support one another. Now, the question is, most people don't know who and where our businesses are. They don't know if they wanted to support some of the business. There's not too many outlets that you can find on a national, sometimes even on a local basis, where to support black businesses. And so I kind of, was inspired to fill that void, so to speak. With the National Black Unity newspaper, our goal and aspiration is to not only identify those businesses and services across the entire nation and beyond, but have also to teach our people the support importance of supporting one another, and also give out information for us and by us. So, again, it's that's another win-win situation, because when we identify one another and see the significance and the contribution that we all are making, and as I said before, you know, no one is going to do for us what we can do for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was blessed to be able to see the premiere issue of the paper, and it was just awesome. I was very impressed to see the different sections that you had, all the different types of information that's going to be covered. And, you know, with each section, there was that outreach, like, hey, who do you know? Who do you know who can contribute to this? Who do you know who can support this? I would just like for you to take a moment to let people know how they can get involved with the paper and in which ways they can support the paper.
Yes, first of all, they can go to our website, and it's the National Black Unity News.com, the National Black Unity News.com. Or you can just reach out to me myself. I'm always available at 443-455-2373, and I can give you more information on the website as well as the paper. And also, we can send you directions where you can, once you go to the website, you can even download the publication, or if you want the hard copy, I can also mail you one of those as well.
Yes, definitely. And I love the fact that you have the hard copy and the digital copy. How important was it for you to have both forms of media?
Could you repeat that question for me again, please?
Well, you just mentioned you have the hard copy. Someone can get a hard copy of the paper mailed to them, but you also have the digital copy. And how important was it for you to make that happen, where folks have a choice of the hard copy or the digital?
Okay, yes. Well, I'm a pioneer. I'm a pioneer in the digital community. I had a computer myself before the mouse even came out. There's a little screen. when we just evolved from the typewriter, put it that way. With any case, I always had access to the internet. But the physical copy is an important tool, because people still like to feel, like to touch, and like to see, you know, and like to archive.
Yeah.
People, you know, right now, some of my old publications, people have more publications than I do from some of my previous issues back in the day. But it's documentation as well. A lot of things online, but you know, when you have the physical documentation, you know, you can take them. They're artifacts now, you know. And the other thing with the digital copy, copies of it, now because of the mass communication network, it's so powerful. And people realize the power that the internet possesses if you know how to use it properly. And I like to consider myself an expert in that as well. Because I believe, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not trying to impress anyone, but I've been doing this research for over 40 years, is that I just pretty much know where pretty much all black businesses are, but the majority of them are through the various networks. Just for an example, I can just go right now on Facebook alone and just in a few groups and reach a 500,000 people in about a couple of minutes. But you can just think of all the other Twitters, the LinkedIns, and everything else out there, you know. And so if you use it properly, but first, you know, you have to have a target market. And I just, over the years, I know how to use that target market. So now with the publication that we possess now, with all the tools that we have in place, we are about to launch in one of the most powerful tools that can be used, because media is a powerful tool. And you mentioned something earlier before I did not answer, but you know, the media, we own less than 1% of the media. Less than 1%. Now I'm talking about radio, print, news, all combined. So therefore, we don't have a voice at all. And so now, but those other voices that we've been getting our news from outside sources had not viewed us in a positive light. So now with the National Black Unity News, one of our major, we're going to turn that around. We're going to use those same tools that were used against us. We're going to use it for us now.
Exactly. I love it. And like I told you, I'm at a community event now, and I would have loved to see some media coverage out here, somebody taking photos for a print newspaper. But you don't see that. They don't see it as important to let you know how many people are out here celebrating African culture. But I bet you guys did, if there was an incident in this park tonight, it would be all over the news. But the fact that there are so many people out here in positivity, sharing business information and culture, you know, folks don't see that as newsworthy. So what you are sharing with the people is so very powerful and so important, because guess what? When we get that information out that you were talking about, and everybody's tweeting it, and everybody's on Facebook liking it and sharing it, it's going to be awesome. So we want everybody out there that's hearing this interview to know that when you take a look at this paper, you definitely want to share it. You want to post, repost, tweet, right? We want people in Africa seeing this paper. Definitely.
That's right. I agree.
I'm so excited. And for those people who, you know, are a little fearful when we say the word black, you know, we say black news and black unity. Some folks fear that we're militant, or they fear that, you know, we're rebel rousers. Can you explain to folks why it's still important in 2017 to have a black paper?
Well, first of all, like I say, it's news for us and by us, so you're getting the real deal, first of all. And the second thing is, the type of publication we're putting out, it's not a negative publication. It's a solution-oriented type of publication. We highlight our businesses and service. We bring up issues that's pertinent to our survival, but we don't go around putting down this group of people, that group, or, you know, fighting against that group. And, you know, but it's all about unity. We all talk about upliftment of our people. You know, we don't need to put down anybody else. All we need to do is deal with our own issues and support one another. And that's the difference between a lot of others, you know, service. You know, we're not blaming anybody. You know, we are our own solution.
I love it. And I'm so proud, like I said earlier, so proud and honored to be able to connect with the travel piece. And I really see that as a way, like we said, to connect our peoples, our African-Americans with our Caribbeans, with our Africans, and having these businesses meet in print and being able to come together with business conferences. Like, there's so many different things that we can do as far as having the Travel Network link with the paper to have this be a powerful, real powerful international force. So how do you envision having the travel to help expand the paper?
Well, it's like people like yourself and Bubba Jahi and Sister Cynthia Jahi. You see, y'all are the vital tools. See, y'all are the frontline soldiers. See, y'all are experts in your own industry. You know, each one of us teach, you know, we kind of stay in our own lane. You know, that's what you do. That's what you talk about. That's what you teach people about. Now, the travel industry is a powerful tool, powerful, and strongly, you know, economic. I don't have, you know, I'm preaching to the choir now, but, you know, the industry is huge. But, the money that we spend with other folks, you know, I mean, regardless of, you know, but why not support our own first? You know, let it go through our pipeline first. And then before it go out to anybody else. Now, because y'all have vital information, this is not only, the Internet is a powerful network or highway of information, but people get around more than ever now. People are going here, there, and everywhere. And the travel industry is powerful, not only just the travel industry, but travel destinations. When we go from city to city, where we can go find our black restaurants, hotels, and museums, and places of interest that we are concerned about. See, that's what the travel industry covers, all of that, you know, and historical facts. I mean, the travel industry is so powerful, you know, and that's why I so do appreciate you and Brother Satabi, and I just want to say publicly and openly, we welcome you aboard, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I am very excited, you know, to let people know, like you said, it's powerful. It's an $8.1 trillion industry. $8.1 trillion is generated from people traveling every year. And you know how many black folks going back and forth, family reunions, they're traveling 30 and 40, sometimes 50 people strong, and they don't understand that they could be the business person that's getting money from that trip. they could be the ones getting the permission, you know, to not just enjoying travel, but enjoying the business of travel and having that money in our community. I spoke to a lady a few minutes ago. She says, oh, I cruise all the time. You know, me and my friends, we go here and there. And I asked, I said, well, you know, have you ever thought of being a travel agent? No, I don't want to be a travel agent. So I explained to her, I said, well, you just said to me that you take these trips and you take about 6 to 8 people with you on these and you book it. You're doing the work of an agent without getting paid.
That's right.
So like you said earlier, sharing the information with people so that they can make informed decisions. Now, guess what, Mr. Murphy? I love folks. I love to get the information. If they don't want to take the money, then Brother Jahi and I will have to take the money and rebuild the communities ourselves until we find some progressive people that are willing to be open-minded and take the journey with us. But until then, you know, we're just going to have to keep empowering the community. But, you know, let people see how what they're doing already can be turned into a business.
That's what's so powerful about what you do. See, not only do you see, you understand the power that you possess right now in the travel industry, but there's a multitude of our people who do not understand. If they had known, or if somebody had told them about the travel industry, a multitude of people would join up, and that's one of the power of the National Black Industry.
Yeah.
See, we bring people in like yourself to educate our people.
Definitely.
About the travel industry. See, that's what makes this publication so strong, because if you in the travel, see, that's what we talk about. See, you the ones, see, you know, I just put it this way. God has chose you. You know, I don't know why you all of a sudden have all of these things to do. Something told you, well, I like the travel industry. And then here we are, a multitude of people traveling all the time. Not only could they save money, you're talking about economic empowerment. And look at all the people who need an opportunity to earn money, to control their own destiny. I mean, that's why I get so excited. I get excited about you guys, really. That's what it's all about.
Well, definitely. It's exciting because even when we talk about business people, when you have a lot of these entrepreneurs in business who may not qualify for that, the regular loan that we talk about, that business loan, for a variety of reasons. But that same person can hold a travel fundraiser. You know, you actually have lots of travel suppliers who have fundraiser dollars in their budget to help churches, to help nonprofit organizations. But a lot of people just don't know. So those are a lot of things that we would like to share with the community so that they can see that this is not just about having fun. We want you to have fun. We want you to connect with the family, and there's so many health benefits. But also on the business side, because guess what? Our family relationships, our marital relationships are so much better when we're not stressing about economics. When a man and a woman are not fighting over how to pay the mortgage or how to pay the rent or where the money's going to come from to take care of their children, they're able to have happier and more productive lives. So I'm so happy to, you know, be able to give this information. And I'm so thankful to you and what you're doing with this newspaper so that we can get this information out there, information on health and wellness and entrepreneurship and all the other great things that the paper is going to cover. Now, as we get ready to sign off, what message would you like to leave with our listeners that would stay on their brains and they remember you and remember this paper?
Well, there's a lot of things, but right there what comes to mind is just simply this. Help me to help you to help ourselves. You know, information is power. Together, all things are possible if we just work together. And if each one teach one, and we have everything in our possession, God has blessed us with so many things and so many talents. And like I said, now it's time to unify. This is way greater than you and I. This is about the future of our children and our children's children. We have to do for ourselves. We have to create legacies. We have to create all sorts of things so that the survival of our people, you know, we cannot allow anyone to keep us in this type of situation that we are in. There's no, really, there's no excuse for that. But again, every step of the journey begins with the first step. So this is a step of many. All we're doing is just uniting with each other because you have valuable information. And we just use the network to get your information out there. And I appreciate you because you're already doing it. You're doing it in the travel agency, and you're also doing it through this media format. And like I said, see you on the front lines, and I appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you so much. And if you could just tell the people one more time how they can contact you to support the paper.
Yes, it's the National Black Unity News.com, or you can call me personally, David Murphy, publisher. 443-455-2373.
Thank you so much, Mr. Murphy. Once again, it has been a pleasure and an honor talking to you today. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Babajahi, see if he has any closing remarks for us. But I thank you so much for the time that you took to talk to us today. Babajahi,
thank you. I'm looking forward to meeting you and working with you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. I want to thank y'all, too, the dynamic duo, Ms. Victoria Falk and Mr. David Murphy, for what a wonderful, wonderful broadcast for the day. As we talked about the National Black Unity News and the impact it's going to be able to have, not only in the world of travel, but the world of business for us African Americans here in this country. And if you got any comments or remarks you'd like to leave, you go to our Blog Talk Radio site, which is blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, and you can leave a comment about today's show. Looking forward to some comments from people so that, again, we know how to keep bringing you dynamic shows, dynamic itineraries, and things that you can learn from as we move forward. And next Monday, Ms. Fairfax will be back on the air with her regular travel show. What's your topic next Monday, Victoria?
Well, we're talking about family travel and the best in family travel. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Victoria Falk will be talking about the best in family travel. I know my wife will be doing her show Friday. She's doing a whole thing on internal and external peace and finding peace. And I will be doing my show Sunday morning. I haven't come up with my topic yet for this Sunday morning coming up on the gospel of working from home for Sunday. But tune in with us on Sundays, Mondays, and Fridays. And pretty soon, we're going to fill up some of those other dates. I know coming up on Wednesdays, I'm going to start doing a book review on Wednesdays. First book I know I'm going to do will be Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. So that's one of the new things that we'll be adding to the Home-Based Business 101 platform is a book review. And again, we thank you out there, the listening audience, for choosing to listen in to Home-Based Business 101. Please remember to go to the Home-Based Business 101 website on Blog Talk Radio and leave your comments about today's show or any show that you have listened to here on Home-Based Business 101. So until next time, thank you, God bless you, and we thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you again real soon on these airwaves. Take care. God bless and peace out.